Let's go to Blaze in Madisonville. Blaze, you're on WWL.
Yeah, Scoot, I was thinking about listening to your show. I disagree with you about, you know, a lot of political stuff, and you are right. I think there's some things I need to reevaluate, and I apologize to you. Try to apologize to your screen. I was kind of rude the other day. But listen, I think now I'm going to change to Democrat, and being that I'm going to have more connections to play music in the city of New Orleans, and Mayor Cantrell has done a great job here recently getting crime down. She hired a nice lady who's doing the police work here. So I think if we look at, you know, the things that Cantrell took in a first-class plane flights, when you look at Jeff Landry, he did the same thing about Hawaii. Well, you're not up here harping on Jeff Landry. You just talk. You don't even know about the Hawaiian thing. You never talk about it, and that's okay. I'm going to register Democrat now. I'm going to go vote for the guy you vote, the lady you're voting for, and I think we ought to have a great union here with you and the mayor. Maybe y'all can get together because you're helping her guy get elected, whether you know it or not. But I think that's a great thing for me to start over and reevaluate my political party. Your comments.
Well, Blaze, I don't think your political view should have anything to do with playing music. I mean, why don't you just, you know, be quiet
because
about your political views?
Because I got taken away from me because I had a MAGA hat on, and you up there
well,
trashing
okay,
the,
why,
the,
why don't you
the
not,
president
why don't,
at the time,
just,
and now I know why you were trashing
why,
him. Though.
Why don't
Hold
you,
on a minute. Why, now I know why you were trashing him. You were right. I was wrong.
Why don't you not wear the MAGA hat?
Because I lost my gigs. Because
well,
they fired me because I don't get a vote because of people like you stamping out things. But I'm going to go Democrat. I'm going to support the mayor's Democrat, right?
I didn't
so
fire
So I'm
going to
support her. I want to get her on your show. Let's get her on and you can get this thing straight.
I don't think you should
changed.
Be wearing a MAGA hat to a gig. That's not smart, Blaze. I mean, you may
no,
believe.
No, I lost the gig.
It's
I lost.
Not,
I can tell you, I'm not going to tell you the place of a play, but
okay.
You around New Orleans music. You know how liberal these people are. And you, too. You kowtowing to your audience. And I'm now going to agree with you and say I'm going to be a Democrat, but I'm going to support all the Democrats like Mayor Cantrell.
Right.
You don't want me to support the other guy, the orange guy.
Blaze.
So thank you for giving me my. But I wanted your thoughts because I'm gonna vote the way you vote, Democrat. Let's go, Democrats. Let's go, LaToya.
I never say who I vote for, so you're never going to know. You can think that I'm going to vote for somebody, but you don't know who I'm going to. But Blaze, I go back to this idea that, you know, you're promoting your political beliefs at a time when this country is very, very divided. I would not wear a MAGA hat to a gig. You know, just keep that to yourself. There's a curtain when you vote, or there's supposed to be. I mean, theoretically, there's a curtain. We vote in private. We're supposed to be able to do that. We're supposed to be able to do that privately. And wearing a MAGA hat to a gig, you know, I don't think that's very smart.
Like, that's a like don't wear any political campaign apparatus to a gig. Where you don't know for certain that the person who hired you or their friends or their clients or the venue is not going to look upon that as anything but a finger in their chest. Like nobody would wear like, I mean, not that we're out here wearing Kamala Harris, Tim Walz hats. I don't see those. But if you went to like a gig, I don't know, like a conservative bar like a honky tonk in Laredo, Texas, you probably would lose that gig too. This isn't rocket science, man. Just show up and play your music and don't wear your MAGA hat.
Well,
what are you doing?
That's the other part. Why does politics have to be part of everything? And so many people bitch and complain when somebody gets up on stage and talks about politics and then you want to go show up at a gig with a MAGA hat. Do you know anything about Jeff Landry flying first class to Hawaii?
No, that's not.
Okay,
no,
I don't
no.
know anything about that. First of all, if Jeff Landry, if he wasn't breaking the state rules, and I don't know what the state rules are, if he or if he paid for his own upgrade. In fact, I think the state says you have to fly on the most economic ticket possible. Billy Nungesser told me this. Billy Nungesser flies first class, but he pays for the upgrade. The problem with Cantrell was she didn't pay for the first class upgrade, and she got really bitchy and arrogant about it, saying, well, I can do this if I want to. I mean, that's not the kind of attitude to have, but that was her attitude. So we nailed her on it. And so did a lot of other people. And you know, the investigative reporters for 4, 6, and 8, they were the ones out there doing the dirty work and finding the paperwork that she flew first class and didn't pay for it. So if Jeff Landry's paying for his upgrade, well, that's fine. If he's not, then we'll bust him on that. But I'm not doing anything to protect Jeff Landry. And look, let me tell you, you know, there are a lot of conservative people in this area. What we do on this show, we have an incredible audience. This show is very, very successful. But, it's not necessarily easy going against the conservative grain. And I'm not trying to go against the conservative grain. I'm just being honest with my opinions about Donald Trump and about politics in general. And people, enjoy the show.